Proclamation number 8390 of 22nd of January, 1963. Turning away from the world brings in spiritual gain. Again and again my love feeds you spiritual food. Again and again questions are answered for you or problems are solved because I want that you recognize me more and more clearly and reduce the distance from me myself because you are supposed to feel it that I myself am so close to you and that I live with you as it were and all daily events are wanted or allowed by me. Only when you yourselves feel intimately connected to me, your faith will have the strength that you walk your earthly way completely calmly. Because you know it that I walk next to you and you can rely on me. And you'll also understand that when I demand of you to turn away from the earthly world, because although you still live in the world, it is nevertheless a difference whether you still cling to it or have already overcome it. Because as soon as nothing can cause you anymore to give up the intimate union with me, the world has also lost its attraction and you no longer need to fear it as a temptation. You are truly far better off than your fellow human beings who are still attached to the world, although you earthly seen no joys and pleasures that can only be found in the world. You seek your happiness and your inner peace elsewhere, and you will also find it. For is there anything more beautiful than to hear the voice of your father, who speaks to you as a father speaks to his children, full of love and kindness, and who offers you treasures that are everlasting? As long as you still belong to the world, these treasures will not inspire you, because they are unreal for you, and you have little earthly use for them. And nevertheless it is the most delicious thing which can be offered to you on earth, and your soul is touched by it, which feels it exceedingly beneficent when it receives gifts from the spiritual kingdom, which is its true home. In earthly life the soul often cannot appreciate it, if it still clings too much to the world, which is transient, and it always only strives for what it can see and grasp. But one day it will recognize that only spiritual treasures are valued, and it will be exceedingly happy when it possesses such treasures at its entrance into the kingdom on the other side. If I now can address my child myself, because it has established the intimate bond with me through prayer or unselfish works of love, then it will receive a wealth of greatest magnitude, for I do not limit my gifts of grace. I give unlimitedly, only man must also accept and utilize them voluntarily, otherwise he can also have no advantage from them. And therefore I will also explain everything to you and give you information, what you also desire to know. But you may only demand spiritual treasures from me, therefore do not expect that my address refers to earthly questions and they answer. Because I distribute spiritual goods unlimitedly, which however does not mean that I do not pay attention to your earthly needs. Rather, these will be added to you if you strive for the spiritual gain as the most important thing. But who still wants to have earthly questions answered, he is not yet on the spiritual way, his senses are only earthly directed, and he will still need a long time until he also has overcome the world and strives to win the spiritual kingdom. Because this alone is your earth life aim, and if I myself can address you, then I will always only give you knowledge of this kingdom and open up a knowledge for you, which alone concerns the spiritual processes, which are the basis of your being as man and are only explained to you so that you gain knowledge of the right nature of your God and Creator, who wants to be loved by you because you once came out of His love. And such knowledge is not to be gained in the world, rather the world only serves the efforts of my opponent to keep that right knowledge away from you, because he does not want that you learn to recognize and love me. And that is why he works against me wherever he can. but I will take care of your spiritual need, and I will truly provide you with everything you need. I will also strengthen your body so that it can fulfill its spiritual task and the soul matures in it. Again and again I will reveal myself to you men, because alone you lack the strength to go the way up, but which is to be governed by you in free will, so that you reach me again, and that with rich treasures, which stuttered in the spiritual kingdom and will also help you again that you return to your father's house. For I do not rest until all my creatures have returned to me as my children, so that I can now also make them immeasurably happy for all eternity. Amen.